Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'll be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending July 15th, 2018. And there's been a few stories, some repeaters here, but we can get started with the ongoing story about the Seth Rich murder. Apparently, an activist, this killing was performed by the government, Seth Rich, and decides to put out a press conference to bring out one of the informants that he had. Unfortunately, the informant didn't really perform the way this fellow Gateway pundit announced that a witness was going to step forward to identify his killers. After reviewing the information from the press conference, we cannot support these claims revealed today. On Tuesday, the Gateway Pundit reporter Alicia Powell went to the press conference and filed this report. The witness did not appear at the event and instead called in instead. The witness alleges slain DNC staffer Seth Rich was killed by two government employees who worked as Rod Rosenstein's dirty squad when he was U.S. Attorney for Maryland, for breaching the Democratic National Committee server in 2016. The witness who called into the press conference using the alias Luke Tuesday claimed Rich was murdered by three men that are his colleagues and friends, an AFT agent, according to the article. I don't know what that department is, DA agent, and former government employee. Again, I don't know, no mention of who this third person was. So he only learned from Seth Rich, he alleged, because the government agents were bragging that they got away with killing him on a number of occasions. Now, basically, this is coming from the Gateway Pundit, which is not necessarily a reliable site, they're trying to promote this as being factual, where in fact, nothing was really revealed. Apparently a lot of names were mentioned, but no connection whatsoever to any type of evidence for Seth Rich's killing. Mostly it is apparently an attempt to create a high level cabal, so to speak, and then lower echelon people perform the actual assassination. But of course, there is no evidence whatsoever to say that any of these high level people, which includes, according to this article, Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the Democrats. So again, this is one of those trying to, it's just so ridiculous how they want to create a conspiracy out of nothing, trying to pin these Democrats to some type of killing of I don't even know if Rich was a Democrat. But anyhow, there's nothing in this article that even links these people to any type of conspiracy or any type of action against Seth Rich. So let's move on to the next story. A Christian broadcaster claims Democrats will go on a killing spree against Republicans in a deranged rant. At what point do you charge the Democratic Party with being a terrorist organization? He asked. This is the Christian broadcaster is Rick Wiles, a popular apocalyptic commentator akin to conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, went on a deranged rant Tuesday and told his viewers that Democrats are going to be beginning to murder Republicans. He calls Democrats fanatical baby killers before adding they're crazy, they're demonic. They're going to kill Republicans, and by 2020 on Election Day, Wiles concluded, while they're going to kill Republican voters, they're going to block Republicans from voting. Wiles also inaccurately claimed that Democrats are now self-identifying as anarchists. I don't necessarily follow the Christian, the religions that heavily, but of course, Wiles he's claiming a conspiracy of Democrats against Republicans. So, that would pop up on my radar. you're probably going to get a better feel for what Rick Wiles is from the Cognitive Dissonance podcast. They talk about him quite a bit, and I'm sure they're going to probably, if they haven't talked about this yet, they're going to soon. So, but basically, again, claiming without any real evidence that the, you know, the Democrats are a terrorist organization because they're fanatical baby killers. Democrats started the first Civil War to protect slavery. Democrats will start the second Civil War to protect abortion. So, take it for what it is, but Rick Wiles is at it again, or as usual, I guess. So now we've got the third, my third story, Arizona vigilante Michael Meyer of Veterans on Patrol arrested amid Pizzagate-style conspiracy theory. This is coming out of the Southern Poverty Law Center. He was arrested on June 8th by a patrol deputy in the area known as Avira Valley, northwest of Tucson, Arizona, and taken into custody. Meyer was booked into Pima County Jail and was released as of Monday afternoon. The investigation is ongoing and declined to go into details what led to the arrest or whether it has tied to Meyer's activities with Veterans on Patrol. The deputy describes the likely charge as first-degree criminal trespass, a felony. Meyer, better known as Lewis Arthur, had been engaged for several weeks in the effort he and his crew called Operation Backyard Brawl, which started when they claimed to have uncovered evidence of child sex trafficking at an abandoned industrial site in Tucson. This is that ongoing story that there's people who believe that there was a child trafficking, not necessarily immigrant trafficking. Of course, no evidence was found at the site, but of course, people like Meyer and Veterans on Patrol tend to distrust anything that is said via the government, and definitely has taken it into their own hands to uncover this child sex trafficking ring. Of course, in order to do that, they've have to basically trespass on private property, feeling that they have some sort of a higher calling, higher right to do such things. Of course, now without, because there's no evidence of a child trafficking ring. And of course, it's definitely a push to keep this idea alive that Democrats are responsible for these pedophile rings that has gotten a lot of people into trouble with the law trying to uncover this, this non-existent problem. So, the next story, of course, the Melania Trump has a body double. This particular conspiracy is popping its head again. Apparently, as Melania was leaving the airplane in Brussels off of Air Force One, someone noticed she didn't look like what she was supposed to look like. And, of course, there's a Twitter thread that goes on about the fake Melania is back. And, of course, the photos, which... What's interesting is with, I've noticed when you look at some of these pictures, the only real difference is how she wears her hair or puts on her makeup. And that seems to be the, what's hanging people up. It's still the same person. There doesn't seem to be any evidence of a double. But of course, when you got a vivid imagination, you can make up just about anything you feel like making up. So, that's pretty much and I have a feeling this is going to be ongoing also. I don't know what the end result might be for a Melania Trump wife, a body double. I don't think there's any credible threat against her. Mostly it's, if any threats, they're probably just minor, minor death threats, usually through some sort of anonymous mail, which of course the Secret Service then picks up and investigates to see if they're credible or not, and more than likely arrest people based on what they discover. So it's, I don't think there's any real, hasn't been any news, but then again, you might not hear about it because it does involve the president and his wife. So there's a good chance you're not going to hear about any serious threats such as a kidnapping or a murder by foreign nationals or even domestic terrorists or so on. So this is kind of a tough one because there's no nothing publicly been mentioned, and the Secret Service, who is tasked with protecting the president, amongst other elected officials, are probably not privy to giving out such information if there was a serious threat to Melania. But according, looking at the photos, looking at the, of course, the comments, I'm seeing no real difference or any evidence of a body double. So I'll just kind of leave it at that as kind of an open conspiracy. I don't think it's gonna. I'm sure it's gonna come up again, and maybe at that time, maybe in the future, someone will give some type of excuse why they insist that there's a body double. And the Daily Beast has a report about Roe v. Wade script leak, pro-life movie pushes conspiracy theories and lies. I probably wouldn't pay too much attention to this particular movie, I believe it is. Yes, screenplay. But, of course, conspiracy theory pops up in this, so I got to take a look at it. And really, the basic basis is this movie brings in a lot of pseudoscience, non-existent. It's basically looks like one of these docutainment type thing, where a docudrama where the stories get the writers mash stories together. Movies like Titanic and The Patriot and Braveheart take a real event or a real person, such as William Wallace, and paint a picture of these that really, they try to take all the, of course, you're trying to condense a person's life or an event into a two-hour, maybe three-hour movie. So trying to compress all that, like a Revolutionary War or the Scottish Civil Wars, trying to mash it into a 2 or 3 hour movie, a lot of facts are going to get mixed up and mashed together, and kind of certain characters are going to be doubled up, and certainly events are going to be represented in a Hollywood, and I'm going to use the term Hollywood type of setting. I know from history, William Wallace, the Battle of Stirling, is represented in Braveheart. Never happened the way it's shown in the movie. The actual battle was fought on a bridge, and the actual battle's name was Stirling Bridge. So certainly Hollywood embellishes or tries to condense a lot of information into this movie, and it sounds like this is what's happening with this movie. But on top of it, they're throwing in various untruthful portrayals in this movie. There's a part about Margaret Sanger, that she was basically, and that her role in the eugenics movement and the attack on African Americans to provide abortions to African American women. This is a misrepresentation of Margaret Sanger's actual efforts, though there is some questions on to what her motives may have been, whether or not her stance on abortion and to provide that for black women was that. And because Sanger never really, she believed in reproductive rights and a woman's ability to decide whether to bring a child into the world, whether they were black or white. Normally, these would be poor. She dealt with a lot of poor women who were basically victims of rape, incest, all sorts of nasties, I guess, and trying to give them some assistance in dealing with a unwanted pregnancy. Now, Sanger also had sided with the eugenics movement, which one of its main tenets was to eliminate the undesirables within the United States. And those undesirables not only were poor women, poor men, and African Americans. And through a pretty serious effort to try to impose eugenic sterilization, men and women were being sterilized across the United States during the 1920s, 1930s. Oddly enough, even up to the current day in some states like California, her role was not necessarily to try to create a pure American race or a pure, generally they talk about it as wealthy Anglo-Saxon Protestants were the proper stock for the American people. So anyone outside of that were considered, unless they exhibited the proper etiquettes and so on, they could find themselves under the knife, being claimed to be feeble-minded and so on. But there's in the article goes into a number of things, but a lot of the stuff is trying to link abortion with Jim Crow, various Jewish conspiracies in this article, even talking about such things as Martin Luther King, Planned Parenthood, and ultimately many of these fake videos that were put out by the Center for Medical Progress, who had misrepresented the actions of Planned Parenthood. So the idea, this particular movie is, of course, trying to promote pro-life position, which, of course, is full of conspiracies and fake medical information, which I'm not too clear on, and I'm not really going to be able to delve too much in that. Mostly it has to do with the origins of Planned Parenthood and the Roe v. Wade decision. And appears to be mostly an attack on the feminist movement of the 1920s, 30s, the women's right to vote, all this kind of stuff. I have to really explain this, I'd have to do a show in of itself on this topic. So definitely there's another propaganda movie, pro-life attempt. Certainly this is being produced by, apparently based on the article, and this is an article from the Daily Beast, which is, it leans left, so there's going to be a lot of accusations against conservatives and Republicans. So certainly this is going to be a somewhat controversial subject. We'll see if anything comes out of it, and I'll just kind of leave it at that. So that's our show. Have no real announcements, except I got interviewed by Maynard for the Skeptic Zone, so you should be able to hear that probably in a week or two. I had a real fun time and kind of got an idea for a unifying conspiracy theory. So maybe I should give that at least a stab at that guy. So be sure to check that out. I'm still kind of dealing with this malware thing on the website. I think I got it nailed down. It's so far, site's been up and running for at least 3 days. There were some minor glitches, so I'm going to kind of wait on getting that. Allegedly, I'm supposed to be getting SSL certificates for all my websites, so it should be an interesting... So I should be able to at least secure secure the site a little better. At least communications to my site will be a little bit more secure, hopefully. And that's pretty much it for this week. So I'd like to thank you for listening. This was episode 98, recorded on July 15th, 2018. Thank you and good night.